Welcome to the Diverse Minds podcast, where we give you the tips, tools, and techniques you need to be a mentally healthy and inclusive leader. Each week, you'll hear about a variety of topics linked to mental health, well-being, and diversity that will enhance both your professional practice and personal well-being.
Welcome to the 148th episode of the award-winning Diverse Minds podcast. And the month's theme for June has been tips to support your work-life balance or blend. And don't forget, I really love to hear from you as listeners. So why not connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and or my Instagram podcast page. The handle is at Diverse Minds UK. And for the podcast, it's at Diverse Minds Podcast on Instagram. So last week, we spoke about how to find the time, and I mentioned Laura Vandeker's brilliant resources on her 168 method, mapping your time and what you can do. We also talked about linking it back to the teacup energy drainers and thinking about what you can take off your plate and what's possible. And we touched on this idea of work-life balance, blend, what it means, how balance can feel quite binary in terms of how we have to balance professional and personal life, but blend being more holistic and pieces of a jigsaw linking together. So I want to share with you an example of a work-life blend checklist. And this is another tool from my Mentally Healthy Professional course. So if it resonates with you and if you find it interesting, do check out the course and the link is in the show notes. So I think it's quite useful to think about once we've put it together, this episode is really thinking about the three elements that we've talked about over the month and tying them together quite neatly in a checklist. So it's important for us to think about this because, as with anything, it's great to listen or absorb information, but then what do we actually do with it? So to kick off with, get your pen and paper ready. And if you did it last week, if you had a listen to episode 147, one of the questions I asked was, where would you like your work-life blend to be split in terms of work-life percentages or anything else? And look at those percentages and how you're spending your time. So once you have that, we can then start delving into the different areas of focus. So the first area of focus is about knowledge. So how do I listen to my body, myself? And also, what knowledge do I have to improve or make changes or go in the direction that I want to? And you'll need to think about this in terms of priority number, where one is low priority and five is high priority. So first of all, in knowledge, it's listening to how you feel and warning signs and how you use this knowledge to guide actions that you take in relation to your work-life blend. So what's your priority? Is it number one that's not a priority for you and you don't want to do that? Or is it five? Because actually, if you do that, your actions are going to be guided in a particular way. Or is it maybe three, that when my body starts screaming at me, that's when I'll start taking notice? So you identify the priority number that works for you. In terms of knowledge and working towards your ideal work-life balance blend, is how much of a priority is self-directed learning using online resources, videos, apps, free or paid for? Familiarizing yourself with any kind of other methodologies. I mentioned 168, but from your self-directed learning, there might be things that you want to use. And also, how much of a priority is work-based learning? So if you're in a workplace, the things that are available and on offer that you could undertake that could really help you with this. So that's the knowledge element. And then we want to think about application. So how do we apply what we've learned and how this helps the work-life blend? So I mentioned it briefly last week around assertiveness and boundaries and saying no and how easy you find it. Do check out episode 57, Assertiveness and Self-Care, if you want to know more about that. But in terms of a priority, how much of a priority is using assertiveness techniques to communicate your boundaries? How much of a priority in terms of application relating back to our mood check-in, checking in about how you feel in relation to certain activities and tasks? Is it a high priority? Was that useful? Does it tell you something? Or is it a low priority? If you have a team or colleagues, is it high or low priority how you check in with them, how they're feeling at team meetings, if you do one-to-ones or any appraisals or development? How much of a priority is it that you're using to-do lists and prioritizing what you do? And how much of a priority is it thinking about and planning how you can eliminate, automate, and transfer tasks that we talked about in the first section of this? And remember, I really hope you are enjoying the content of this podcast and you want to keep up to date with me and my work. If so, then why not join my bi-monthly newsletter? When you do, you'll receive a free copy of my ebook, The Mentally Healthy leading manager. And the link is bit.ly/DMSYNR. And whether this is your first show or you're a regular listener, if you enjoyed the episode, why not leave me a review and or rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast from. Okay, so let's carry on with the checklist. And now we've got adaptation, because we can try something, we can have the knowledge, we can apply it, but then we always have to adapt it, I think. It is an iterative process. So how much of a priority is making tweaks to new processes and ways of working as you go along? How much of a priority is it to seek support from families and friends to get to where you want to be and asking for that feedback? Do you then want to prioritize assessing knowledge gaps once you've done some of the learning? And is there anything else you need to find out about? And then consistently and constantly reviewing your work-life blend, percentages, split, and seeing if it's right for you. And then finally, the area of self-care. So deciding on your activity to focus on each month. So once you've done your time grid, however hours you actually could make or you have left over, what you want to do to bring you joy. Thinking about the priority in terms of writing down who you can consider in your wider support network, and also celebrating success and acknowledging any achievements. And there might be other things that come into your head as you listen to this, but I think putting it all together and thinking about, you know, how you want things to be, where they are now, how you want them to be, can be incredibly useful. So remember, there are lots of stages to thinking about this as a wider picture. It is a kind of a destination, but it is also a journey, because we're constantly reviewing what we're doing. But there are four different areas to this. There's knowledge. What knowledge do you have? How you then want to apply that knowledge? How you adapt what you're doing? And of course, how you look after yourself in the whole process. Identifying what's higher priority for you at the moment and what you want to focus on, because that will really help you get to the work-life blend percentages that you want. And you don't have to go it alone. There is support available. And there are also other elements that you have to bring in as you go on this journey. So if you found this useful and you'd like a copy of the checklist, then do check out my Mentally Healthy Professional course. It's an online course designed for busy people, and it takes you through four clear steps. And the link is diverseminds.thinkific.com/courses/the-mentally-healthy-professional. And the link is also in the show notes. So do check that out. And of course, if you have any questions, let me know. And remember, if there's anything else you'd like me to talk about and you enjoyed this series, I'd love to hear from you. So why not leave me an anonymous voice note on my SpeakPipe? The link is in the show notes, but I'm going to read it out for you here. It's bit.ly/SPKPDMP. And you can, of course, drop me a message through my website, diverseminds.co.uk, if you prefer to do that. So I really hope you enjoyed this series. I really hope you've picked up some tips and it's been useful for you. And next month, we are talking all about art and mental health. So I hope to catch you in the next episode. Take care, everyone.
Thanks for listening to the Diverse Minds podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you access your podcasts from. You can also connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Tune into next week's episode of the podcast, where I'll bring you more insights on mental health and inclusion. Bye for now.